Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter, and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mulliad Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce Levine joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. Well, great matchup and great theater last night at Wrigley Field. I thought it lived up to everything that people would want, and it was an enjoyable night to be at the ballpark. Reminded you of what is the real attraction? What is the real love of baseball?
Would you have sent Anthony Rizzo from third base on that play at the plate?
No, I would not. No, I would not have been. I would have 3 years ago. Anthony's carrying just a little bit of extra, not weight, because he stays in great shape. The legs just aren't what it used to be. But the will was there, and the Javi swim move was there. It was just wasn't quite what he needed to be able to do to score the run.
Yeah, you know, and I got to be honest with you. I think he probably should have just gone the play before. And I get it. I understand that you're trying to be aggressive there. And there's, you know, you want to be aggressive at that spot because you don't want to have the last out of the inning, leave the guy stranded. But man, I mean, I felt like Bryce Harper had a bad throw in on the first one. And that wasn't going to happen twice.
Well, you know, that wasn't really what lost. They had eight guys they left on in four innings.
Right.
That's what it was all about. I mean, you guys have watched baseball for a long time, so have the listeners. When you leave that many guys on base and don't score against a good team, you know it's going to come back to haunt you. It almost always does. So from that perspective, that's what lost the game for you yesterday.
Mully said that his biggest takeaway was the Cubs need a closer, and that exposed that need. And I think he's right. When you look at what they did last night in the ninth or the tenth inning, and how they lost the game. And Bruce, you reported over the weekend on Inside the Clubhouse. You talked to Buck Martinez and said that, you know, the Cubs had some interest in Ken Giles, and there's some concerns maybe with him and his makeup, perhaps, but. What do you think they're going to do? How aggressive will they be? And did last night underscore to you that need?
Yeah, I mean, we were able to talk to Theo Epstein, who will be on the station tomorrow, I think, with our midday show. And he underplayed the ability to go out and get somebody right now. But he did say that trades will probably be made earlier this year because of the new deadlines. The new deadline, it's still July 31st, but there's no trades that you can make after that. In the past, forever, you've been able to make waiver deals and bring more guys in. That's not the case this year. So he predicted that you know, maybe June is the new July as far as trades go. But, you know, there's the Shane Greens out there with Detroit. You know, there are other, you know, viable guys out there that the Cubs are certainly looking at. You know, you go across town, as we talked about yesterday and the end of last week with Colome. They have to do it because what you need at the end of the game, and Brock – you know, almost brought it. That was the hardest he's thrown all year in the ninth inning is when he threw, he was throwing 97 miles an hour, and he got beat on a little blooper by Segura. And that was unfortunate. But they really need a legit back-end guy, a power pitcher, a guy with a big arm to be able to shut it down. It's not only from the point of view of what you guys talked about of getting it done, but just the whole, you know, Joe having to figure out who his closer is on that particular night. That's just too difficult. And you have to hold back too many guys from other situations. They have a good bullpen. They have a good group of guys down there. They're very good. But they do need a shutdown closer.
The Daniel Descalso, Little League home run, is that what we're calling it? The triple that ricocheted off his foot when the throw to third. That play happens, and I thought to myself, wow, it is really his year. And I'm not sure there was a more clutch player on that team. And again, the guy was very close to catching the ball, and then it slips between two of them. And,
right.
and it was this Keystone Cops moment. But he seems to be answering the bell in clutch moments, much like Ben Zobrist used to do.
Yeah, and that's why they brought him in. I mean, he was going to be La Stella only with defense. And he can drive the ball. Now, Tommy's having a fantastic year, 11 home runs. You know, who'd have thunk it? But this guy is a good player. And it's not reflected in his batting average because it's not very good right now. But he'll give you those professional bats.
Yep.
He'll do what you said, Mike, at the end. You know, he'll drive in that big run, not afraid to get a big hit. So from that perspective, this is the era where you throw away batting averages and you look at at-bats and you look at production in big moments, and certainly that was one for the Cubs yesterday. They have a lot of good players, and they're going to win a lot of games. But, getting back to, the step before, they need when you look at their lineup and you look at it without Javi Baez, boy, what a difference that was yesterday. No wonder Joe hadn't rested him for 44 games. He is such a force in that lineup, and he makes it look so different.
Bruce, let's look at the White Sox for a moment. I'm getting the sense here that I'm making too much out of the fact they went the bullpen route yesterday in their fifth starter turn. What will they do the next time the fifth starter role comes up? Or are they going to bring somebody up? Are they going to do this again? What do you think that their plan is?
Mike Mulligan will pitch.
Boy, we're in trouble.
No, I mean, I'm serious. They don't have a lot of answers. You know, we talked yesterday about them signing the Despeges, the Spares, his last name.
Espagne,
you know,
yeah.
Espagne. And they signed a number of these guys. So there's a tremendous amount of angst out there about, you know, being able to get through these starts, you know, when it's not Lopez, when it's not, you know, Giolito, when it's not Covey tonight, you know, who's going to be able to start for you? Nova's been okay in and out, but that's the difference right now. And this road trip is going to tell you an awful lot about who the Chicago White Sox really are. Are they really close to a 500 team, or are they only a 500 team against eight or nine teams in the American League? That's what you're going to find out here. And, you know, the Astros, you can make a great argument for them being the very best team in baseball right now. They come at you in so many different ways. They have very good pitching, and they have offense, to really burn. I mean, it's just a sensational team that's probably going to win 100 games for the fourth straight time.
And they had no Springer and no Altuve last night, which should help. Yeah. But I honestly didn't think the bullpen start went too poorly. You know, three runs is okay against that lineup, and unfortunately, the Sox couldn't score a run, and you said it. Their pitching is unbelievable. Yeah. Their bullpen hasn't allowed a run in, like, God knows how long. They're really good.
Yeah, and the White Sox, you're right. The White Sox, they did a good job, but what do you do if Ricky needs a bullpen guy early the next couple days?
Right.
You know, I mean, you're kind of messed up. You know, you're 45 games into the season, and, you know, you're looking around for starting pitching. Your bullpen is going to be kind of overtaxed here. So it's a tough situation. Give the White Sox credit. They have an awful lot of fight in them. They've won a lot of games late. I think their batting average is as high as anybody in baseball from the seventh inning on. So there's a lot of fight in the team. There's a good reason to watch them. But this road trip's going to separate the men from the boys for sure.
Bruce, did Andrew McCutchen check his swing?
Absolutely not. that was strike three, and you know, That's not replayable, and it's too bad that it isn't, because at this point in time, everybody needs to have replay for just about everything. And if it takes another 15 or 20 seconds to check that and have another umpire decide, I know it's so marginal, you know, as far as, you know, being able to consider whether or not the guy swung or not. But, you know, we have a pretty good idea that if the bat goes onto the plate or just a tad past it, that's a swing. And last night that was a swing, and that was the final, and the Cubs won that game. So very tough, but it, you know, works against a lot of teams, and most teams, you know, have to deal with it from time to time. It was just too bad because Brock got the swinging strike three.
Back to the White Sox for a minute. Yonder Alonso, what is he doing for a living? And John Jay, is he is he back in Florida? Is he in Arizona? Is he, have you seen him in a long time? Not that I want to see him, but some of the moves they made in the offseason are not paying much dividends.
You know, the advanced metrics will tell you he's hitting the ball pretty hard.
Right. He's an unlucky player. You want
to go there?
No.
Or you want to look at the results?
I just want to know if they're going to keep rolling him out there.
Yeah, rolling him is an interesting word, but he has certainly brought the professionalism, leadership abilities that he wants, but certainly the results have not been there. And maybe David Polka comes back and starts getting more at bats. He's been lighting it up in the minor leagues. So
Bruce, I like Daniel Polka, but I like Charlie Tilson more.
Polka was the International League Player of the Week. Yeah,
he's been outstanding. He's just got that line drive stroke down to center and left center, and people should be happy about that story, because it looked like a year ago that his career was over with after three significant leg injuries, and you know, a local kid that's making it. That's a real nice story.
I agree. All right, great
Thanks,
stuff,
Bruce.
All right, appreciate
guys, have a great day.
You too.
Did
Good
you
stuff.
Hear Bruce? Bruce just said local guy.
I know. I did not mean to interrupt the Tilson love with a Polka reality, but Polka was the International League, I think, Player of the Week. But
I don't want him. You can
I think
have
there's
him.
No room on the roster because we have a Tilson issue.
What are you talking
it's
about?
It's an Alonso issue.
He has a
negative war right now. He is actively costing them baseball games. Actively. That's the only thing he's doing.
That suggests he's trying to make them lose.
That does suggest that he's attempting to make them lose.
He's trying to make them lose,
Kevin.
And
it's just happenstance. He's making them lose without trying.
Right.
It comes naturally.
It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.